Ezekiel chapter 9. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause those who have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And, six men came from the road of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man had a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side, and they went in, and stood beside the brass altar. And the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where he had been, to the threshold of the house. Temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen, who had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men who sigh and who cry because of all the abominations that are done in its midst. And to the others he said in my hearing, You go after him through the city, and strike, do not let your eye spare, nor have pity. Completely kill old and young, both maids, and little children, and women, but do not come near any man upon whom is the mark. And begin at my sanctuary. Temple. Then they began with the elders who were before the house, temple. And he said to them, Defile the house, and fill the courts with the dead, go forth. And they went forth, and killed in the city. And it came to pass, while they were killing them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face, and cried, and said, O Lord God, Jehovah! Will you destroy all the remnant of Israel in pouring out of your fury upon Jerusalem? Then he said to me, The sin of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. Because they say, The Lord, Jehovah, has forsaken the earth, and the Lord, Jehovah, does not see. And as for me also, my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will pay for their deeds upon their head. And, indeed, the man clothed with linen, who had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.